Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to begin the Economic Development Committee meeting for today, Tuesday, July 6. Hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Certainly the fireworks were spectacular, and as was said this morning, I'd like to echo the sentiment that we appreciate all of our first responders and what a great job they did managing everything and keeping us all safe. So with that, we would like to go to item number 2, approval of minutes from the June 1st, 2021 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Third item is public comments. Is anyone here with public comments regarding economic development today? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to item number 4, which is further discussion. We did discuss this in the last several meetings, touched on it in various ways. Regarding the 1% fee that is paid to the town from Mount Pleasant Waterworks and implications for economic development. And I think rather than me saying anything at all, I'm going to go ahead and pass this over to Mr. DeMora. Are you going to be the one that speaks on this, or Lauren? Ms. Sims?
I certainly can,
okay.
Madam Chair.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Just to recap, there's been some discussion about the 1% fee. I think it was titled in the agreement as an understanding, and it was established in 2015 for 3 years. It guaranteed more or less a 3-year extension, which is soon to be expired, or if it has expired, it's been quite recent. And my understanding, Chairman Crosby's here as well, that Mount Pleasant Waterworks has gone ahead and approved a 1-year extension on their part. And up for consideration later today is also a 1-year extension for the town. The purpose, I understand, is to review what's currently in the document, see if there are adjustments that need to be made and make them, and then reach agreement prior to the 1 year expiring. Other than that, I think I sent to you all the document itself and some bullet points with regard to our understanding of its purpose and what each party is has signed up to do.
Well, thank you for that. maybe, actually, Mr. Crosby, would you care to make any comments first, other than what Mr. Wilson?
Not a whole lot that I can add. We've agreed to a 1-year extension. I think the end in mind for us is for the document to be a bit more specific. And I know that our attorneys will be talking to your attorneys, and they'll figure it out from there. But I think the end in mind for us is for it to be significantly more specific.
This topic came up back in February. Did you want to say something?
I did, but go ahead.
Okay. This topic came up in February and was, I believe, put on the March agenda in order to take a closer look at how the 1% that is provided or paid each year by Mount Pleasant Waterworks to the town of Mount Pleasant is used. The understanding that, at least verbally, I had heard was that the thought was that it's used for economic development, both to incentivize where appropriate businesses and defray costs that have to do with economic development. I think maybe just reading a couple things from this, just because I believe this, it will come up in the Water Supply Committee too. But the Memorandum of Understanding, specifically from Attachment A, says it's in lieu of a franchise fee. It is reevaluated every 3 years, and let's face it, when anything comes up for reevaluation, that's a good time to talk about it anyway, so in the effort to be fully transparent. It's an annual payment to the town equal to 1% of gross operating revenues derived only from waste and wastewater sales, basic facility charges less stormwater fees. There's no charge to the town, the impact fees for projects owned and operating by the town. And then it goes a little bit through, there's a little description of what the town pays already, what is waived by MPWW, and then there's a payment of the history over the last, say, 7 years, and it's a significant amount. For instance, this year it'll run around $508,750. And we have actually had a, we've had a number of things that we have done. Some of them include, it says it was requested use of funds by Mount Pleasant Waterworks to Water Supply Committee in October of 2017 that the town would provide $50,000 per year for 10-year grants. This is related to the septic tank abatement program. So people that were struggling to be able to pay that and wanted to come into the town and wanted to get go from septic to sewer would be able to do so. And that was approved by council. The other thing we spent some time on in March and at least one of the other months prior to this one was talking about some of the major wins and successes that we have had in the last several years regarding economic development that in many cases specifically involves some incentive package, either related to impact fees or and or business revenue license fees, because they were businesses that truly did bring economic development, and they either did so through a new new recruit to Mount Pleasant, or they did through expansion here rather than leaving and going to expand somewhere else, which we have seen with some other companies in the past, not too distant past, with several companies. So, and that list was gone through already, but it's substantial. I won't read all the names, but I'll just say several of them that are major to our town are companies like Huebner and Gear Logistics, companies like Level Wing. We've had companies like Bank of America, Merrill Lynch come, TD Bank, Fidelity, Palmetto Surety, Serendipity Labs. And the list goes on and on. We've had several, and of course the Port Authority themselves came here. I'm not sure if that involved anything from the 1%, but there have been several on this list that definitely did. Most recently, the Bourne Group came because the Port Authority is here, and a lot of these groups, we have relatively high costs for people to bring their business here, so we've been able to use this. The other thing is we did have specific economic development investments dollar-wise that were outlined for all of us on the committee, I believe, or maybe it was just council. But let me just say that in most years it's been around $100,000 plus, so not the full amount. But in 2017 it was $182,000. And the other thing is that it doesn't include the $1.5 million that we contributed so far to the Medal of Honor Museum, which is a major economic development project. So if you were to take that number and say that we could potentially say some of that money would have been towards that. So I think the most important thing here is as the, since they've already decided to extend, that's great. We appreciate that very much. Going forward, if the document needs to be more detailed, I certainly think that's a reasonable request. And I think maybe the town will have some requests too for that document.
Eric, the MOU that you're referring to, what's the date on that? Do you have that?
I do, sir.
Is that the August of 15?
It's 23 of July. And it was...
I signed it August 15th.
You did.
Okay.
That's right. And
that's the same document that you're referring to?
I actually just received a summary.
Okay. Because I think we're looking at two different things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I didn't get what you sent to Kathy. I didn't see that. But if you would send me what you sent to her as well, that'd be great.
Yep. Okay. Naturally hearing that, I get concerned that there's two separate documents. I'm referring specifically to the MOU.
Two pages?
That's correct, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yourself and Mayor Page as signatories?
Because I think there might have been some information that you mentioned that I didn't see in the document, so that's what I'd like to see, what was sent.
I thought it was sent to all of council, no? Okay.
I'll do it today.
We're good. Thank you.
Okay. You said you wanted to add something.
I just have a comment, and I know that this is in lieu of a franchise fee. So my first curiosity is, why isn't there a franchise fee? Franchise fees sometimes are cleaner, and the Waterworks has commissioners that are smart and are elected to handle that business. Mount Pleasant Town Council has members that are, for the most part, smart, and and elected to handle this business. To me, you know, you have ratepayers with the water, you have taxpayers with the town, and when the town is getting money from ratepayers, it seems it's not like Waterworks has money just laying over there that they just give to us. That's coming from the people that are paying rates. I was just wondering why a simple franchise fee, why that's not the way to go, because then we don't have to get emotions and MOUs and all these other things involved. I was just curious about that.
My history with this topic is that around the time that this was signed, there was movement on council to recoup monies for infrastructure laid in the public's and the town's rights of way. And so at the time, early on in that discussion, council at the time figured a franchise fee of some number was the most appropriate method to do that. And there were different council members who felt differently on how much of a percentage. But ultimately, for reasons, my guess is, to just be cooperative with a sister agency, everyone coalesced around this MOU. Mm-hmm. So moved away from that idea into what we have today. Whether that is the best path for the future or whether council may, and Mount Pleasant Waterworks Commission, whether both bodies may feel there's a better instrument, yeah, I think is yet to be determined.
And I am not in any way suggesting to go to that. We are sister agencies. We like them. We serve the same people. So I think having a great relationship is important. So I'm not saying we should go there. I'm just saying sometimes it's just easier if an amount is agreed upon, and then they handle their business because they know how. We handle our business because we know how. And there's not meetings to decide, well, let's add this, let's add that. Can we have some extra money for this? Can we have some extra money for that? I don't know. I just wanted to make a comment. That's my comment.
If I may, Eric, you're a lot younger than I am, and your memory's a lot better than mine. But I think from our perspective, you know, we had shared the cost for the economic development director that we had. And I think that that termination was on or about the time that we initiated this agreement. And that may well have coincided with some of the voices that you had at town council in terms of wanting to get revenue from us. But our whole intent was to get out of the ED business in paying salaries and benefits and things of that nature. So I think that's how we kind of arrived at the 1%. We just said that number might be sufficient to cover future expenses for economic development. But if we went back and checked the record, you may well be correct that it was on or about the time those voices wanted more money from us.
Other discussion on that topic, we will move on to item number 5, and update on procurement of an economic development consultant. So part of the discussions in prior months, council meetings, we talked about it two different times, was the idea that of this 1%, that one of the things that we did at one point, we did hire someone that was supposed to be specific towards economic development. That didn't work out for various reasons. Shortly thereafter, not that long after, COVID hit, and a lot of things were just put on hold for that reason, including some major economic development projects that had already been announced but had to be put on hold. So what kind of came out of this afterwards was in December, I contacted Ms. Sims and also Ms. Farrell and said, gee, we need to be ready to hit the ground running in 2021. Things should get considerably better. And so we had two Zoom or Microsoft Teams conference calls with both CRDA and also the Charleston County Economic Development. And one of the things that came out of there was, let's CRDA especially was pushing for the idea of have something that helps you create an overall package that is Mount Pleasant. We feel Mount Pleasant is very diverse, especially the areas where we have land available for economic development. There are really three specific areas in town. However, the idea of having someone take a broader look seemed like a rational idea, especially before we would commit to hiring someone else to pursue things, because then that does, as Mr. Crosby has says, that involves benefits, it involves a long-term commitment. So, Ms. Sims, are you going to address this for us? Whichever, Mr. DeMora?
Both can.
Okay.
Would you like to? I'll do it. And then Lauren can correct me where I have it wrong.
Okay.
But we have sent out an RFP for consulting services. We mailed it directly to 11 firms. We also posted on a website that's a widely considered platform called Bonfire for this. 14 consulting firms or individuals have pulled down the RFP, and we expect it back on the 22nd. Of July, and we'll start reviewing it at that point. But their job is to review what we have, make recommendations on the future. In doing so, they're required to interview each one of y'all, everyone on town council, members of this committee, agencies where it seems most appropriate, like Mount Pleasant Waterworks, Charleston Area Chamber, Mount Pleasant Chamber, CRDA, Charleston County Emergency Economic Development. And so once they complete that process, we expect them to have a full report to you by the end of the year. Lauren?
I think that just about covers everything.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, and do we have an idea of, I mean, I know this is the early stage, but any ideas, even ballpark, what this will cost?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But that will play a factor.
Okay.
But it's it'll as you know, it'll be more than just cost. The proposal will be most important.
Very comprehensive. Yeah. Well, just like we saw, when you do spend the money for that kind of a study, like what we did with Shem Creek with the Crab Bank Renourishment and so forth, if you can see that the end goal is a big payoff, it's certainly well worth it. And I'm sure we'll have between now and then enough time. And with potentially 14 proposals, it sounds like we should see a real diverse blend of things. So anyway, certainly that one ended up very well, so it worked very well to the town's advantage and to the Crab Bank and Shem Creek best purposes. Anything else on that? Discussion? Comments? Okay. Item number 6 is discussion and possible action regarding a purchase of property for economic development, and this is an item that is going to need to go into executive session if we vote to do so. Is there anything, Mr. DeMora, that we should talk about in front of the public at this time?
Not at this time.
Okay. All right. So then item number 7, before we go into executive session, do we have a motion?
Make a motion to go into executive session.
Okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye. And opposed? All right. Well, then we are in executive session.
Room 3D. Okay. We'll go out this way.
3D.
over that way, like in between his laptop and his.
We are reconvening after economic, after an executive session regarding economic development, and no votes were taken, no motions made. Do we have any action to come out of the executive session?
I'd like to move that we forward the matter favorably to full council on at our next meeting.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Let the record show that I'm recusing myself from this vote, please. Thanks.
So the matter will forward to council favorably. Thank you. And number nine is to adjourn. Everyone have a great afternoon and a great week.